Blog Talk Radio.
Yes! Come on! Come on! Yes! Hey, Cheryl, hit them with some background vocals, baby. That's it. That's it. Come on! From the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chilling, maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be, especially when I'm hanging home alone, creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Just clap your hands. Come on! When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Come on! Yeah! When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Yeah, let's start something now. Let's do it now. Hey, everybody. How you doing out there? I hope you're doing really, really good. I hope you had a good, good Valentine's Day. Mine was pretty interesting. Got drugged up and had a nice little test to make sure that I'm safe. And my partner Cheryl took me and took care of me. And then we went to dinner. And then, you know, that sort of thing, all romantified and whatnot. All right, so I'm making up words. But I hope you had a nice time, whether you were with someone you loved or loved the one you with or whatever you did. I hope it was groovy. Today I have sitting with me throughout the show, Cheryl. Say hi to everyone, Cheryl.
Hi, everyone.
And today what we're going to do, we have so much lined up for you, and I'm going to try to make it all happen without us running out of time and get through it all because it's a great show. So one of the things that we want to do is play some of our favorite duets, just songs that we both love.
Yes.
And then, of course, we're going to have Nathan James telling us what's going on. We have Dion and Lisa McLean Freeney. They're going to be joining us. And we're going to have our Chaka Khan moment this time that we didn't get to have last time, see, because I'm a Chakaholic. And then we have a very, very special treat for you with Mika Ray. She's going to talk about some things, and I'm warning you now, you might want to have the children step out of the room during her talk because they're not grown enough for that. And then we have a very, very special guest. We have director, novelist, playwright, actor, three-time NAACP award winner, and just a beautiful human being who happens to be in a 10-year long-distance relationship with a hunky, beautiful man who resides in the Dominican Republic. And they just got engaged, and it's a beautiful thing, and he's a beautiful person, and his name is Stanley Bennett Clay. If you don't know who he is, learn it. So right now we're going to start off with one of our favorites. I think we're going to go with Sir LL Cool J.
Wash that out, baby. Make it hot, baby.
Feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods of making love kind of boring. Yeah. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's sore.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck, nigga, man, zingo in a sack who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
punching for the right spot to hit now. Get down.
Damn, I love a dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover.
All night.
The pretty good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on. Talk a good one, shorty, love you making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet, we get it on till the break is on. Damn, you're large, how a big girl like it, daddy.
Nice and hard, safe sexing it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn. I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it hot.
Steaming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
Long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the set.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to how you flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Ride, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind.
I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
She was raised out in Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a little Bronx in her. Right now, we're going to go to a first caller. Let's see which one we got here. Your last four digits are 5732. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Devon. It's Michelle. It's a cousin calling from Ohio.
Michelle. How you doing?
Hi.
Lady?
Hi, yes, Cheryl.
Hey, Michelle. How are you, honey?
This is my little cousin
calling.
I'm fine.
How from
you
the
doing?
Bronx. I was raised in the Bronx. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Michelle, let me just tell you, baby, that picture of your granddaughter. Now, this is, everybody, this is my baby cousin, who I always call
yes,
baby girl.
I am.
And now she's a grandmother. Can you believe that? You see how time flies?
You old.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm old too.
Hey, hey Devon,
yeah.
There's another picture on my there's another picture on my Facebook you need to see.
Yeah, okay.
She just had a month yesterday.
Oh wow. Yeah, she's beautiful. So please make sure she learns us, you know, that we get to see
I
her.
I so will.
And tell Michael I said congratulations.
I will, and when I get to New York, I'm going to bring her to see your mom, and I'm going to have everybody come over.
That's
I will.
Beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, baby. Hugs and love to everybody in the family, okay?
Thank you. To you, too. I
okay.
Just want to support you. I'm on my way to work. I just want to support you and say hi to you and well, Sarah.
Well,
thank you.
We appreciate that. You know, yeah. I love you, girl.
Don't work too hard. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
You know, there's nothing like family. You know, when your family supports you,
yep.
It's just a beautiful thing. And right now, we are going to go and find out what's going on in the world by talking to...
Right on.
And now, what's going on with Nathan James?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. University of Missouri defensive end and NFL draft prospect Michael Sam made athletic history this past weekend when he announced that he was gay, that he came out of the closet. He is one of the many hopefuls that will take his place in the NFL draft coming up in May, hoping to secure his place with a team in the most popular football league in the world. However, his announcement was not without controversy, as immediately several NFL executives and coaches told Sports Illustrated that this would project a significant drop in Sam's future draft prospects. They said that the NFL was not entirely ready for a gay player, and as a result, he might find it difficult to be signed with a team. Michael Sam, who was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year this past season, the best player in the best division in college football, said that he had told his teammates a year ago that he was gay, but decided to come out to the public in an incredibly courageous move. However, Jonathan Vilma of the New Orleans Saints last weekend in the Super Bowl said that he had concerns about being naked in the shower and being looked at by a gay player, a position reflected by several other coaches and NFL officials. Stay tuned, and we'll see how Michael Sam's odyssey towards the NFL progresses. In other news this week, the state of Tennessee, along with Arizona and Kansas, has introduced into its legislature a Turn Away the Gays bill. This bill, if passed, would allow people or businesses to refuse goods or services to gays and lesbians so long as, quote, they have a sincerely held religious belief that to do so would be wrong, end quote. This bill, which has been under consideration in Kansas and Arizona for several weeks, was brought to the Tennessee legislature by State Senator Brian Kelsey, a known anti-gay legislator who says that his state, which has an overwhelming Republican majority in both the House and the Senate, would be likely to pass such legislation should it make it to the governor's desk. Around the world, in Uganda, President Yoweri Museveni, has said he will plan to sign the anti-homosexuality bill that has been working its way through Parliament for the past several years. This bill, which was previously known as the Kill the Gays Bill, punishes homosexuality with life imprisonment and provides penalties for anyone who aids or abets a, quote, known homosexual. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Thank you so much, Nathan. And all I can say is that it's just a shame that we're still in 2014 dealing with these things. But as time goes on, it gets better, you know? So thank you. And you will be joining us later, correct?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. When Stanley Bennett Clay comes on, I'm going to bring you back on so you can talk to him, and I'm excited about the whole thing.
I can't say enough wonderful things about Stanley. He is a tremendous human being and a uniquely gifted individual. I can't wait to talk to him.
All right, baby. You just hold on and we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. You know, when you think about all that's going on in the world, I still just have to shake my head when you think about the inequity of the LGBT community, when you think about racism, when you think about all the isms. But let's get back to love. And if this world were mine, I'd give Cheryl everything, actually. But you could have something, too.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and every your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything.
When you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much affection when I'm in your arms. When you squeeze me,
yeah, the way that you do. Every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me, baby. Oh.
I just love that song. I just love that song. And I'm going to go to one of our callers right now. Your last four digits are 4238. What's your name and where you calling from? 5238.
I am Claudia Moss, and I'm calling from the state of Florida.
Hey, Claudia Moss, how are you?
Hello, hello, and how are you? It's a pleasure listening in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been Facebook friends for quite some time. It's so, so nice to hear your voice.
It's a sleep-laced voice, but it's great to hear yours as well.
Thank you so much. And you're actually friends with Mika Ray as well. Is this correct?
That is true. That is absolutely true. Yes. She's a beautiful person inside and out.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell us a little something about what you do. I know that you are also, I'm guessing that you're also a coach. Is this true?
In so many words, I think that's true. The names just simply change. I'm a former English educator, English teacher, segueing into a writer. So I like to say I'm a soul who deals with words and images to create art and, of course, the voice, as you do. I am very much like your guest, Mr. Stanley Bennett Clay, in that I like to take words and create novels and plays and poems and spread them across my world and walk out on the stage of them and just do what I think I came to do, which is to make the world a little bit better, a little bit brighter with my presence and my words.
Well, absolutely fulfilling your life's destiny and living your passion and walking in that is, I think, probably one of the greatest gifts of all, knowing what you're here for and evolving. It sounds like as if you've been evolving into something and someone spectacular. So that's a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling in and giving us your love and support. If you hang out, Mika Ray will be coming back on later, coming on later today, and maybe you can just hold on and say hi to her when she comes on.
All right, then. Thank
Claudia, can you send us a little sunshine up this way, too? Maybe like about 20 more degrees, add a little, like 20 more degrees would be great. That's just a little request from the peanut gallery over here.
Ocean kisses and a little bit of sand with
thank
that.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to go to our special guest. Your last four digits are 3935.
Hey.
Hi, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, little sis?
Not much. What's your name?
It's Duma.
Hi, Duma.
I love
you,
Duma. I love what you're doing.
I love you too, Duma. Duma's like, hi, little sis. And I'm like, who's this? Duma and I grew up in the same neighborhood when, from the time that I was 4 years old, up, and he's become a brother. He was one of my brother's best friends.
I'm your Puerto Rican brother.
Yes, my Puerto Rican brother. One of maybe two or three Puerto Rican brothers that I have. Love you much. How's things going out there in Texas?
Well, you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm getting ready to DJ. I got a double gig today. I'm doing an outdoor function from 12 to 3. Then I'm doing a private party tonight. So it's just something like I'm a lot like your guest. I'm doing what I was put on the earth to do, you know. And my expression is through music. You know,
that's right.
I found something out here to keep me going, and I love it with a passion. And I really got in touch with my Latino roots out here playing my Puerto Rican music.
I love that.
Out here in Texas, it's a Mexican culture. So they don't even have my cultural music out here on the radio. So I'm creating it myself.
Very cool.
I love that. I love that. And I'm so happy for you and proud of you. Just tell us exactly where you're going to be performing today, where you're going to be DJing today, so that if we have any listeners out in Texas, they'll know where to go and check out your party today.
Oh, that's cool. Well, this is an outdoor function for an insurance company called Baja Insurance. So they're setting up a little tent, and there's going to be refreshments. And my job is to make noise and get attention so people can come and inquire about getting insurance. I believe it's car insurance. I just got the gig yesterday. It was incredible. People are actually, I'm getting calls from referrals, and
that's
awesome.
Beautiful.
That's great.
That is great.
And then tonight is a private birthday party for a repeat customer of mine. I must have done about 5 parties for them already. So, yeah, this DJ thing is working out for me, and I'm an old guy, and I just won't grow out of it. I love it. I think
it's not about growing out of it, Duma. It's about growing into it. So
And then being around positive people like you and you know, people that support me, that's why I'm calling in to support you, because you're spreading the happy and spreading the positive. I love your music. And for those who don't know, Javon is an awesome DJ as well. And a very talented, very damn talented singer. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, Duma. How are you?
Oh, okay. You know, a reincarnated Minnie Ripleton over there. I love your voice.
Thank you, Duma. All right, baby. You have a great show
today.
Have
fun today.
Have fun, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Keep calling in and keep listening. Yes, I am listening to you now as I'm packing up. And God bless you, sis. Tell Mom and Larry, I love them.
I will. All right, baby. Peace.
All right, bye.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to our featured couple of the day, Lisa and Dion McLean Freeney. Are you
That's
guys
right.
here?
Yep, we are.
Hello.
Where?
Hi.
Hey.
Hold on. I gotta do this for y'all.
So, yes.
So how y'all doing?
We're doing really well. We're doing really well.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that you decided to come in. Let me just give a little backstory.
Okay.
Lisa and Dion, I first became aware of them when I used to go to the Unity Fellowship Church in Brooklyn, although they were not aware of me because I would just go to church, sit there, and then leave. But beyond the play, Lisa was always smiling in the choir, and I remember them. And at the same time, distantly, Cheryl was friends with them.
Yes, I met Lisa Lavender Light at first, and then and beyond as well.
Cheryl.
So.
Love you.
Yeah. Love you. Love you guys.
We have kind of a little peripheral thing going on.
Yeah, so it's like we had common friends, but we had them in common, but we didn't know of each other. Although I can't actually claim them as friends at that time, but definitely claim you all as friends right now.
And the feeling is mutual.
As time has evolved, just a powerful, powerful example of supporting each other, loving one another, and this is the Valentine's weekend, and how could I not include you too? So how did y'all meet?
We actually met at Unity.
Really? You were, what was your role, Dion, at Unity at that time?
When we met, I actually was only in the choir, and then eventually I became director of music, and Lisa was in the choir, and she was running the lay side of the women's ministry, and we had mutual friends, and then we became friends, and it just kind of grew from there.
So it sounds like from day one we had music in common. Lisa singing?
Yeah, we did, but more than music, I think we also had kind of a mutual sense of culture, right? We also had like a sense of what it meant to be black women. We also had like a mutual sense of what it meant to be black lesbians, and also black lesbians who identified as Christian.
Right.
And so, you know, without getting all uber nerdy, although I definitely am a nerd and embrace my nerddom proudly.
Embrace it, baby. Embrace it. That's what we are. Nerdland.
Right. Nerds rule. Nerds rule the world.
Nerds rule. True.
You know, the music was a start, but there were definitely there was definitely more than music.
Absolutely.
So how long have you actually known one another?
Ooh, I would guess it's like 17 years, honey.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
17 or 18
right.
years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and when did you start dating?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. We got married.
14 years ago.
No, 15, now that, baby. 15 years
no,
ago.
Oh,
15 years.
I only need to know how long we've been married. It's all right if I get the dating thing wrong.
Okay, no, that's cool. So how long have you been married?
This November will be 14 years. November 11th will be 14 years married.
14 years married. And wow. Let me just stop there and say wow. Because... you two are still probably the most romantic couple that I know. You're still, right, aren't they?
Yes, yes, yes.
Like all smushy. And it's authentic. It's authentic. I mean, sometimes you can tell that couples are together just because they're together and they don't know how to not be together anymore. But you are definitely together in love.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if, let me tell you, I will say this, Javon. First of all, let me say I love you and Cheryl so much. And I'm listening to your voices, and I'm like, I miss them, honey. I miss them.
Yeah.
We haven't seen forever.
It's true.
You know, and that's why. So I want to say that. And I love that the two of you are together. I love who you are together and who you are as individuals. So I want to say that.
Thank you.
It's easy. I will say it's easy for me, loving Dion so much. First of all, because we are equally yoked. It's a blessing because we believe that what God has for you is for you.
Yes.
Right.
And a solid part of the firm foundation that we have is that we were friends first. And there's something that we've said, we've all agreed upon over the years, is that if you don't like someone, if you don't genuinely like someone, there is no way that you can genuinely be in a solid relationship and, you know, on the love end.
That
them.
Is so true. So true.
And that's what happens in a lot of relationships.
Yep.
People are together. They might actually love or have love for one another, but they actually don't like each other. You know.
I think the distinction also between liking each other and loving each other is a thing that I think people are not that good at.
Right,
because it's easy, especially when you come up in a spiritual practice, whatever that is, whether it's Buddhist, it's Muslim, it's Christian, even atheist, whatever. I think it's, you know, where immediately we hear the love word thrown around a lot.
Yes.
And we hear a lot about how we are supposed to love each other unconditionally. We're not supposed to look at somebody's characteristics or what they look like or where they're from or any of those kinds of things. You're supposed to love them. But you have to understand what love is, and you also have to understand what liking is.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who mistake liking the shape of somebody's backside or liking the way that they cook.
or liking the way that they perform sexually, mm-hmm. and saying those things all constitute enough of a foundation for a relationship.
Right.
And the
or
reality
just plain old
is,
love.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah. Just, and,
you know,
right.
Take that for love and then go
I mean,
on
good,
with it.
I mean,
right.
Good potato salad only goes so far.
Yes.
And you know, the thing is that all of that is like the pretty stuff. But when the pretty stuff is done, do you mm-hmm. still enjoy this person's company? Like
right.
the minute that they fart and it's sick, are you still going to want to be in this person's company?
Right.
The minute that they say something stupid and understand now there's a big difference between like that one stupid thing that you say and just kind of being stupid all the time. You don't really want to be with somebody who's stupid all the time. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like the time that they say something and you're like, what? Can you take that for what it is and still want to be in this person's presence and still want to build something with that person? And those are all things that I think are harder to do,
right.
but really say more about your relationship.
Right.
You know what's,
right.
what's interesting, Dion, what you're talking about, it really, really reminds me of the lyrics of the song that we're going to play that you wrote.
Yeah.
Imperfect Me. So let me also give another little bit of piece of information for those of you who may not know about Dion. Dion is not only the musical director of the church, and she's been the musical director of many churches throughout the years, but she also is my music director, Cheryl and my music director, and takes music that I kind of create and turns it into real music. Like,
I don't know what she's talking about.
God,
it's kind
it's
of crazy.
Already
what
real music.
Record.
What is she talking
I'm just
about,
like,
Cheryl?
I'm just saying. It just comes alive. When you
it's either you create it or don't create it. That's
when you,
that's
you redo what you do to it and you play it, it becomes a whole that's when I fall in love with my song, is when I hear
oh
you play
God.
It's
so what are you going to do with her?
I'm still trying to figure that out, honey. I just love her. That's
but it's the truth.
That's
the
it.
Truth. I'm not trying
well,
to, you know,
thank you.
Say anything
I
that's not real.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are an amazing musician, period.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
CD.
And yes, and you have your own CD. And what's the name of your CD?
So I did a CD many moons ago. It was self-titled. It's called Dion. And since then, I've done a whole bunch of different projects, some of it inspired by the music from that. That's kind of where it is.
And Lisa,
it's funny because
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, my darling. No, I was just gonna say real quick that I've been so busy kind of with other people's projects in different ways that this spring I'm finally gonna get back to working on some projects of my own. That's all.
Yay!
Well,
commercial over.
I'm so happy to hear that because you know you're so talented.
We need more of your music in
the
world.
We do.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I'm also working on some stuff too, Dion, and I'm gonna need to work. So I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
I have some ideas for some concerts and things, and I need you. And that's just the bottom line.
Cool.
Right?
That's what's up.
So
what
I wanna do right now is what I was gonna say about Lisa mm-hmm. is first of all, I call her Bubbles and Bubbly because she's always effervescent. And always has such a wonderful, uplifting spirit. I've never seen her down, actually. I can't.
Great smile.
Great, the greatest, brightest, bubbly smile and personality.
And she and I both love the movie The Sound of Music. That's just like something that we have in common, like a crazy thing. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're soul sisters with that. But go ahead.
How could you be soul sisters like in The Sound of Music?
Don't get me started.
Oh,
I'm right there with you. So I'm right there with you.
And Lisa is a wonderful soprano as well.
Yeah.
So,
oh, bless you, honey. Bless you.
I'm talking music because I'm getting ready to play Dion's song, Imperfect Me.
Ah.
Take me as I am, broken but here, with all I have, I give you all that I can give and nothing less. I would give more if I could. My heart is yours, my soul as well, my flesh, my blood. I give you no sacrifice too great to give. You have my vow. I am here. Take me as I am. Imperfect me. Imperfect.
Was just beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that song. So who was actually singing that song, Dion?
A couple of friends of mine, Angela Grovey and Danielle Thomas, both of whom are Broadway veterans, incredibly talented. I had the great fortune to work with them, plan to work with them again in the future. Angela was actually in the movie Joyful Noise. And Danielle is currently doing Avenue Q. So if you're in the New York area, you should get to the New World Stages and see Avenue Q. It's a great show.
Excellent. So how can our listeners find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or anything like that? Do you have any pages?
I have a Facebook page, Dion McLean Freeney. You can find me there. You can also follow me on Twitter at D McLean Freeney. Don't forget it's two C's. and also Lisa and I have a gospel group called True Praise Gospel Ensemble. We have a Facebook page also, TRUPRAISE Gospel Ensemble.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
And we will talk to you later. We got to hook up and do something.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cheryl and Javon are, you know, that's, you guys are one of, I say one, but you know, you're two. My favorite artists.
Absolutely.
And we are always, I think I'm okay with speaking for the both of us and saying that we are always glad and blessed to be involved in any way in your music, and mostly
absolutely.
To support your music, because one of the things that we love so much, you guys, is that you dare to live your dream.
Right. Right.
Wow.
You dare
yeah.
to live your dream, and you make that happen. This is what you want to do, from the music to this radio show to everything.
Right.
And that's why we have such tremendous love and respect for you guys, aside from the talent that you have, but that you dare to do that, you know.
Right.
And it takes a lot to do that. And not
everyone can do it. From an artist perspective, it makes such a difference when you have support, because artists are very cerebral. Like, what we think in our head is one thing, but then to have somebody validate it is another, mm-hmm. and then to have somebody actually support it is a third thing.
Right.
So it definitely makes a difference, and so, you know, you are an inspiration. You are definitely an inspiration. And so all you artists out there, make sure you got the right people behind you.
I know,
a lot of people
right.
say yes, but you need, you know, the right people saying yes.
That's right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And right back to you guys.
And
too.
Right back
same.
At you, because you are amazing. Thank you so much, and we will chat with
thank
you again
you.
Soon. Thank you so much for coming on and supporting
thank
the show.
Y'all.
Have a great
thank
day.
Y'all.
Love you,
you
guys.
Too.
All right.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Love
you.
All right. So now we're going to take another call, another caller. Your number is 9935. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Helen, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Helen from Atlanta. How are you?
I'm fine. I heard my cousin on the line earlier call you, Mars.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and I was just cheering her on, and now that I know where she is, I'm going to go find her.
Look at that. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but I'm waiting to hear Mika Ray. Mika Ray is an awesome, awesome young lady, and has been of great help to me through my my recent difficulties and just getting back to myself, you know what I'm saying? So through,
right.
And I think I've talked with you and told you about my story a little bit about
right.
A lot of the things I've gone through over the last 3 years. But the thing is that just that perseverance and that resilience and that ability to bounce back is where I'm at now. So but I don't know. I mean, I've been your guest, the couple of 17 years. That is awesome. You don't hear that too often. Awesome,
right?
And it's hard to find a very good, you know, partner these days because the way of the world. But I still keep hope alive that one day somebody will cross my path and Dudley would have, you know, I can move Dudley over to the other side of the bed.
I hear that.
But
I hear
right
that.
Now he takes up that space. But I love what
and
you're Dudley, doing.
And Dudley's your dog?
Yeah, they're my poodle.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because, you know, my other poodle passed away.
No, I didn't know that. I'm sorry, hon.
I think 2 years. It'll be 2 years in April. I had him for 15 years, and I got Dudley.
Oh.
He's a rescue, but he's the most wonderful poodle. And so anyway, you know, just trying to get my life back together, staying positive, keeping positive people around me, surrounding myself with positive people and like-minded people. That's what's important to me right now in my life. And, of course, my family.
Yes.
So,
Well, you know, love is a wonderful thing, and it comes in different forms. And believe it or not, we may not always get what we want, but we do get what we need.
Exactly.
And all we really need is love, simply love,
right.
wherever it comes from. So
right.
from Cheryl and myself, I just want to send you nothing but a lot of hugs, kisses, and a lot of love.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes,
and thank you
yes.
so much for calling, sweetheart.
All
and
right. Well,
listening.
I'm continuing to listen, and well, I'll have to call back in again in order to.
Nah, you just hold. You just hold on, and I'll remember to put you on when Mika comes on, which will be very soon.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
She's
all right. Is
Barbara
still on the line?
I believe so.
Okay. Shout out, cousin.
Hit
me
all
up.
Right. Okay. Hold on now.
Okay.
Yes. The greatest love of all comes from loving yourself, love of family, love of partners, too. And with that, I think we will bring on Miss Mika Ray. And I just want to warn you, though, please take the children out the room for this segment. I can only say it once. Now I can say it twice. Take the children out the room. They ain't grown enough for this.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Mika.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I am so much better today than I was yesterday, and I hope to be even better tomorrow.
Well, that's all that matters. Hey, Cheryl.
How are you doing, hon?
I am well, thank you.
Good.
So what's our topic today? How are we going to get to the G-spot today?
Well, today I wanted to talk about to penetrate or not to penetrate. And this is definitely more so for our lesbian couples, our lesbian couples. Shonda and I had a conversation last night in regards to penetration and how some dominant partners may not want to be penetrated, but not necessarily because they don't want to be penetrated, but because they are afraid or have been told that if they do receive penetration, that the feminine partner will take over and they will lose their power. I guess they will become emasculated in the relationship. So we had this conversation, and we kind of wanted to open it up to hear what the viewers think about it, if we have any callers that have any thoughts in regards to the feminine partner penetrating the dominant partner.
Oh, somehow I thought we were going to talk about the dominant partner penetrating the feminine partner.
You should see Javon's face over here. I love it.
It's a very controversial topic.
I'm
sitting here all tight with my legs crossed and everything, you know, I'm like, all right, well, so you talked about fear. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because there's a phenomenon where, and actually, had I known that that's where you were going to go with this, I would have uploaded this song that I wrote for Cheryl to sing. It's called "Please Me Back," which really is a song about the quote unquote "touch me not," and how the stud in the relationship or the dominant partner, whatever you want to call it, is like, nah, you can't touch me. I mean, I thought we, you know, like when you talk about penetration, I think that for the more dominant lesbian who's not into that, is that's a little more aggressive than even just being touched, because you have some dominant women, some aggressive aggressors or studs or however you want to call it, you know, who don't even want to be touched. More or less be penetrated. I mean, you just took it all the way there. We can't even, like, slide up onto it, you know, like... I mean, dag, Mika.
Well,
that's
how,
I'm just saying.
I wanted to bring it up because it's, Well, it's two sides to it, because you have the dominant partners who may not want to be touched, as you say, or even penetrated. And then you have the feminine lesbians who do, you know, want that penetration, but may receive some type of pushback saying that they desire men or that they are bisexual because they do desire penetration. I mean, the vagina is a vessel for some type of penetration, and that's what it was made for. However, people do have an issue with it. And that is the only reason why I brought it up, because it is a big issue in the lesbian community, and it's not seen as lesbian sex, quote unquote. So me and Shonda talked about it, and I thought it would be a great topic to bring to the G-Spot.
And Shonda is your spouse. Just for those who don't know, that's who Mika Ray is married to. You guys are married?
Yes.
So when she mentioned Shonda, and Shonda also is the person who does the beautiful photographs. If you look at my pages, and if you look at Mika's pages, you will see plenty of pictures of Mika Ray. So, oh, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter at I Am Javon. You can follow me on Facebook at In the Basement with Javon. We have a page there where I post a lot of pictures. You can also go to Cheryl and Javon page. Mika Ray, you also have some pages? Mika? Okay, I think we lost Mika. So let me go to the next caller. 2428. Your last four digits.
Oh, this TJ Foy.
Who's this?
TJ Foy.
TJ Foy.
Yeah,
hey.
Calling from New Orleans. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. What's up, baby? I listened to some of your music.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, let me do this for you, brother. I know you didn't call in to talk about the penetration of the lesbians, but tell us what you're doing out there in New Orleans. You're 19, right?
I'm 20 now.
Oh, you're 20.
Yeah, I'm 20 now.
You're getting grown, more grown by the minute. Look at that. So tell us a little bit about your music, man, real quick.
Well, you know, I'm from New Orleans, and everybody expects the gangster hardcore type of feel. Well, you know, my music is basically, how could I put it in words? It's very soulful, very, like, you know, understanding. Like when I did an interview with Magic was like, you know, she was impressed with it, and like I was very very lyrical, and it's just like harmonizing. Like if you heard the rehearsal EP, which I dropped, I dropped it on the 10th. No, not the 10th. I dropped it on whatever day Kanye dropped his first album. I dropped the EP, and I wanted to do something different. And I mean, a lot of people love it.
Yeah, you know, I listened to one of your songs. So please send, I actually listened to two. The second one, which talks about, I don't know, you were talking about doing some positive things like going to school, getting A's and all of that stuff.
Yeah, Living Golden. No,
Living Golden, yes. Send me that joint because I want to play that for our audience maybe, you know, in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay,
and
we got that.
We'll talk about you coming on for an interview, all right? I want to support the young people, no doubt. Everybody doing something positive, okay? And thank you so much for calling in and supporting the show, baby.
All right, you got that.
All right,
thank you.
All right. Hang out for a while. All right.
I will.
I think we got Mika Ray back. Mika, you here?
I'm back. I don't know what happened.
That's okay, baby. At least you're here. At least you're here. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to open it up and see if Claudia Moss wants to maybe chime in. Claudia?
Yes,
Claudia?
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so you heard the brief discussion that Mika and I was having, which was making me blush.
Hey, Claudia.
Hola, Mika. ¿Cómo estás, querida?
Oh, estoy bien. Gracias bien. Por llamando.
Bueno, bueno. Me gusta el sonido de tu voz.
I oh, gracias.
Voice, yes. Y tu conversación. Oh, my God. First of all, thank you, Javon, for having me back on. I'm just delighted. You can tell I'm up, really up now because my voice is, I think, more alive.
I'm feeling it.
I love you and Cheryl together. My gosh, the more I listened, the more I was like the other couple, Lisa and Dion. I was like, let me stay, fall into this. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. But and then of course you bring mi amiga aquí, Mika there, and then Mika comes on with this explosive subject. So let me just cut right to it, like cannonballing into a pool, and say, Mika, that the vagina is soft and luscious, beautiful as she is, the entryway to life, love. To be entered in some way, form, be it whispered words or soft fingertips or something more memorable, she does. And I'm hoping that some of our more aggressive sisters, studs, butches, whatever you want to call them, whatever they call themselves, would open to exploring themselves more and releasing the concept of control. Because that way they would get to know a little bit more about the depths of pleasure instead of holding on to that position that, no, if you enter me in any way, form, or fashion, or as Javon said, some of them say, if you touch me, I will lose some of my, credibility with you as an aggressor. But it can be aggressive and powerful to submit to someone. And in particular, your softer half. And it's just a matter of knowing that person, I think, and wanting to plunge with them into love so deeply that the lines of demarcation between stud and femme disappear in the sanctity of your love.
Wow. Definitely agree, Claudia. That was very, very, very beautiful. And I wanted to kind of touch on what you said about submissiveness. A lot of people think that submissiveness means being weak, but it doesn't. It's actually a strong ability to be submissive to someone else because
right.
You are letting your guard down. You are letting loose the control, and that takes a lot of willpower to do. A lot of strength to give yourself to someone else. Now, I'm not pushing the agenda that aggressive or dominant partners should have penetration. That is not my push. What I'm saying is if you are a dominant partner who enjoys penetration or who is thinking about it or considering it, then know that it is okay to have it. And it's not going to hurt you, you know. But if you want it, it has nothing to do with you being the weaker partner at that point. And my tips for those dominant partners who do want to try it, I feel like they should definitely have the conversation with their more feminine partner if that partner is willing to do it. And then maybe try with the fingers first and then masturbating. Learning your body, touching your body, becoming comfortable with your body first, and then researching dildos and different types of dildos out there. And then maybe going to the sex store with your partner so that you could pick out the dildo together and figure out which size you feel would be more comfortable for you. And a lot of people can try that out with their fingers first. Because some people could take one, some people could take two, some people could take an entire fist. So you try it out on yourself first using your fingers, your hands, and then your partner's fingers, your partner's hands, or whatnot, before you even get to it. So the conversation may sound, it is, you know, very controversial, and like you said, it came out with a punch, but it's not to push a penetration agenda. It is for those people who want to try it but are afraid because of what they think losing that power will mean.
And I appreciate that, you know, and it is something that needs to be discussed. Let me see what the callers want to talk about here. So okay. 3392, what's your name, where you're from? Your last four digits are 3392. Hello? Okay, putting you back on hold. Your last four digits are 0640. 0640, are you here?
I'm here. Hi, Jay, it's Asia.
Happy birthday, Asia! Dun, 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 dun. Wait, I got to clap for Asia. Hold on. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Cheryl. So give me 1 second, everybody. Cheryl, I have to tell you, because Cheryl, when Cheryl and I first met, and ever since, I've always teased her and told her that the first time I saw her, she was on the Ricky Lake show.
Lord.
And some stud had dumped her on the Ricky Lake show, and she was crying, and I felt bad for her. And then when we finally met, I figured I'd rescue her. And
that was never on Ricky Lake, but go ahead.
So when I told her that I had a friend who was on
really
Ricky,
was on Ricky Lake.
I don't think she really believed me. So, Cheryl, this is Asia.
Hi,
friend,
Asia.
My friend from Ricky Lake show.
Oh, God.
Hi, Cheryl.
So silly. Hi, Asia. How are you?
Asia, have you
good.
Been listening
she tells
to our
me that
topic?
Story all the time about yes. your time on Ricky Lake.
Oh my God, she's so silly. I can't even comment really.
Nah, Asia's my girl right here. I love you, Asia. I'm saying it live on
too,
air. You the bomb. So Asia, meet Mika Ray.
Hi, Mika.
Hey, Asia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And today is Asia's birthday. Asia, have you been listening to what Mika was talking about?
Yeah, I caught most of it. You realize it's early on this side of town. So I did catch most of it, and I caught the last two callers about the stud penetration.
Yes, yes. So what's your thoughts on that? What's your thoughts on that?
So I agree a lot with what Mika Ray said. However, I think it is all about making your partner comfortable. Because like she said, a lot of them may actually want penetration but don't want to admit it for fear of what people will think. Mm-hmm. And like she said, losing that control. But I think if you make them feel more comfortable in knowing that what happens in the bedroom has no bearing on the rest of the relationship, then maybe they'll be a little bit more open to be more open to my friend sitting here shaking her head no, like hell no.
I don't care what you do. What you do.
They will be more open to trying, you know, other things. And I think that's what it's all about. There have been times I've been in relationships with studs for 3 years before I was even able to see it. So I know it's possible. I know it's possible. I mean, after so long, it's so many times that you can really tell me no. So, I mean, I'm not a forceful person, but I do believe that at some point you will get comfortable enough with your partner and be willing to at least try certain things. I'm not saying go all out and, you know, with straps and dildos and all that, but at least a touch, a feel, maybe a finger, like Mika said, something. I'm all about the weaning you in process.
Right. Well, it definitely needs to be a wean-in type of process. And one thing that I always tell my clients, as well as whenever I do my seminars, is it's all about you being comfortable with your partner. Always want to make sure you are sexually comfortable with your partner, even before you engage in any form of sex with that person anyway. But so you made a great point when you said that. So if the stud is interested in it, I agree. They need to be comfortable talking about it first and then eventually engaging in it and taking those slow steps, like the fingers. First, I always suggest the masturbation because they need to learn their bodies first, because you can't, mm-hmm. you cannot expect someone to treat your body with respect, loving, care, and tenderness if you don't know how to treat your body with respect, love, and care, and tenderness. And you can't
very
teach
true.
Someone else. Yeah, you can't teach someone else what you want or don't want if you don't know it yourself. So you always must become, you should always become familiar with your body first.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for calling in, Asia. I want you to have a beautiful, beautiful, happy, happy birthday. Thank you so much for all your love and support throughout. And be gentle
You're welcome,
with your partner.
And thank you.
Be gentle with your partner today. I know it's your birthday. I know it's your birthday. But please.
Ease into it.
Yeah. Have a great time. All right. I'll talk to you later, Asia.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Happy birthday.
All right. I see that our special guest, Mr. Stanley Bennett Clay, is holding on the line. We're going to take another caller first because this hot topic is a hot topic, and then we're going to hook up with Mr. Stanley Bennett Clay. So hold on.
And
yes.
Javon.
Yes.
Yes. Shonda Ray wanted to kind of chime in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So,
is she there with
7973? Yeah, she's
That's exactly who I was going to.
Yay!
So,
she didn't want to gave me this topic, so.
Shonda Ray?
Yes.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
I'm good. Nice to meet you, too. I love the show. And let me just say, it's amazing. I listen to Claudia and Mika, and they have the vagina, you know, you can just see the butterflies and, oh, it's just such a beautiful place to be. And if you just open yourself to this, you can just let someone slide right into the vaginal.
Yes.
See,
somebody just checked
like
me tunnel of love.
Yeah. And in the meantime, every aggressive and stud is just about to go under the floor right now out of embarrassment. Because you have to think about what you're doing. The dildo, that is what? A penis. That's a penis. That's an artificial penis, okay? So
yeah,
if you put that on, then you are it looks like it would appear that I'm enjoying a penis. So I have a problem. I would have a problem with someone thinking that I'm enjoying a penis. And I think that's the problem with anybody that's aggressive or a stud. You don't want, you know, now what I don't understand a touch me not, because I'm a touch me everywhere. I don't mind being touched.
I hear that.
But when it comes to penetration as they are speaking of it, it just seems a little awkward, and maybe that is something that's more psychological. It's just in our heads that that's not supposed to happen, because that means that you're weak or you're more of a girl. And it's okay to be a girl, but not be a girl to that degree. You understand? It's I know it sounds crazy, but that's just how we think.
Yeah. Yep. I get that. And wow. it's a, well, I guess it sounds
it's,
funny
it's
for me to say,
a lot.
But it's a It's a really deep
and it was funny when,
subject.
It was it's funny deep. When, I don't know what, I think it was Claudia or Mika that said, oh, and it won't hurt. Oh, yes, it will. Surely yes. It'll hurt. It's got to hurt.
It's got to.
I know it's got to hurt before it feels better. It's gotta.
Yeah.
So, of course it will hurt because, you know, when you lose your virginity, some people hurt. But I guess what I was trying to say that it's not going to hurt your, it won't hurt your pride if that's something you want to do.
I don't know.
If you want to have penetration.
I'm feeling you, Shonda.
But we're not talking
in
personal.
No.
Those out there who want penetration.
You know, the other thing is that I think for some studs, there's an interesting way of seeing the body, and that strapping on, it becomes a part of them.
Yes.
And so they derive sexual pleasure from strapping up and getting it in, you know what I'm saying? So, and there's no desire to be penetrated. So that is what that is. I mean, if that's not what you're into.
Right. And I agree, if you're not into it, that's fine. I'm talking about those that are into it, because there's a whole other segment that I can go on into about stud-on-stud relationships and how they do like penetration and want penetration. What I'm talking about are those studs that want penetration with their feminine partner but are afraid to let go of that control, or they're afraid of what people may think about them if they do that. And first off and foremost, no one should be inside your bedroom anyway.
Right.
Not to the extent they know that you're being penetrated. And then they're making fun of you for being penetrated. So they shouldn't even be there in the first place.
Exactly.
But, so this only applies to those dominant partners who want the penetration, but they are afraid to do it because they're afraid of what people are going to think, or they're afraid of losing that control in their relationship.
I absolutely agree. That whatever you do in your bedroom, be between you and your partner. So for those people who want to be penetrated, I would also suggest that you try that with your partner, because there's no shame in what two people do in the privacy of their own home. Just my opinion.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Consenting adults consent to do whatever it is that, you know, floats your boat. I want to thank you both for bringing this topic to us. It's really something that we need to continue to talk about in the community and, you know, partners talking about it together.
Yep.
So Cheryl and I will not be having that discussion tonight, but
we might be.
No, I we know. Ain't talking about that. But
Cheryl, I got your back, girl.
Thank you, Mika.
But
I'm
gonna get ready to bring on our special guest for the day, and thank you so much, Mika. If you want to hold on and speak to Mr. Stanley Bennett Clay, you could do that. Shonda, I want to thank you, and you too can hold on, and whoever is still holding on while he's on, I will let them, you know, say hello to this magnificent member of our community, three-time NAACP award-winning director, actor, novelist, playwright, magnificent human being. I don't even know what else to say except that I'm in awe and just so pleased to have with us today Mr. Stanley Bennett Clay.
Wow, thank you, Javon, so much. That was really sweet.
You,
how are you
are
today?
Just amazing. I'm flabbergasted. Actually,
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm flabbergasted too, because I got a complete education for my lesbian sisters today.
Oh yeah, I was wondering what you were thinking about this conversation.
I know.
Yeah, because you know, even before I got on the line, I was listening to the show on my computer, and so I got the whole discussion. And I said, wow, this is very interesting, because I've never, you know, it's interesting as a gay man. You don't get a chance to actually hear the intimate conversations of one-on-one lesbian discussions of their intimacy. So it was really quite fascinating, really.
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic that we have in the mm-hmm. LGBTQ community that, you know, we're brothers and sisters completely. There's this understanding, there's actual, I think, a mutual love and somewhat of an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But then
when it comes
to the real intimate issues, like, I mean, I've had very close gay men, you know, friends, gay male friends, but
mm-hmm.
they're, what they do with one another sexually is I don't know. You know, I can speculate. And I don't,
mm-hmm.
no one's ever actually asked me, so I think that these conversations are interesting.
And important, I think.
Yeah, so we can have a better understanding of one another.
Sure, but you know, one of the things that I find interesting is that we don't, you know, when we're in relationships, we don't really talk about sex with other people, because I think it was Mika who mentioned it, that, you know, what we do in our bedrooms is what we do in our bedrooms, and that's privacy. I mean, I've been in a relationship for a long time. I certainly don't discuss what my partner and I do to anyone. I don't discuss my position. I don't discuss anything, because any of that information being put out there is violating that intimacy between the, you know, you and your partner. So so it becomes, even among gay men, to gay men, to discuss certain things. Now, if I was out there like I used to be before I was in a relationship and I was just a stone cold hoe, then I'd be talking about all kinds of things, that what I was doing with whoever I was doing it with. But in a relationship, it is something very difficult to discuss outside
Absolutely.
Of your relationship.
Absolutely. You are just phenomenal. I just want to share this, that when I reached out to Stanley Bennett Clay, I thought this was like a long shot that you would even respond to my inbox, because I actually know some celebrities, and some of them have ignored my request. Some that I actually know and have spoken to and have worked with have ignored my request for them to, you know, be on the show. And you and I have not worked together, and you don't know me, but in the letter, the inbox that you sent me back was just so warm, heartfelt. I'm still speech bound. I'm, you know, like,
well,
speechless.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I look at it like this. We're all celebrities, you know, because we, you know, we're all worthy of celebration. So it doesn't matter, you know, if one person has more visibility than another, or more money than another, or any of those things. None of that matters. The fact is that, you know, all of these hundreds of millions of people here on the planet should all be celebrated. So
yes.
when a human being reaches out to me, then I reach back. You know, that's how we stay human, is simply
yes.
by communicating with each other. I mean, I think that's what I love about New York so much, because, you know, you walk on the street and it's just, you know, every day of your life you're coming in contact with thousands of people. And I'm a people watcher, and I love people. So it's you know, reaching out is just, I don't know, just a natural thing for me.
Yeah, well, I have somebody who's on the line who really, really wants to reach out to you. He's a member of our show and a great fan of yours, Mr. Nathan James.
Nathan,
are you there,
James. Nathan?
Well, hello there, Mr. Clay. How are you?
Hey, brother man. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Nathan. Nathan, he only gets on the air and calls me Mr. Clay. When we see each other all the time, we have known each other forever, and it's just Stan, or sometimes it's Knucklehead, or something like that. But he gets on the air and he gets all formal. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing okay. It's a pleasure to hear your voice again. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Oh, man, thank you guys for the invite.
Yeah,
and I just want to say I've been very impressed with all the things that I see you doing out here. I see Diva. I see the work that you do in DBQ. It's just phenomenal. And congratulations so much on your recent engagement.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well,
yeah,
after 10 years, it was about time.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. But before we even get into that, some of the listeners, believe it or not, may not know about some of your earlier accomplishments. So I just want to give, well, it's easy for me to just spew out, you know, some of the things that I know about you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nathan is a historian here, and because this is Black History Month, and you are still a very present and a living legend, and, you know, people need to understand, especially people in the Black community, people in the LGBT community, need to understand what you've accomplished and what it means to us as a people to have such a positive role model here on the show with us and here in the world with us, and that
wow.
we need to support you and all of the things that you've done. So the earliest thing that I'm aware of is that you are an actor, and you were in All the President's Men?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You performed in that, and you've done other Hollywood television. You were on Good Times.
Right, right. In fact, you know, every time there's an election, they always run the segment that I did. I played Jimmy Pearson in the politicians segment
right.
of Good Times, the young politician running against the old politician. And back in that day, I was the young politician and everything. So I did a lot of TV, Room 222,
right.
Police Story, Police Woman. A lot. I was kind of like the go-to Black kid. For
yes.
all the TV shows back in the day.
Yes, yes. And then you became an author, and
mm-hmm.
you directed. And
right.
tell us how you segued into that area, the writing.
Actually, you know, when I was in high school, I was the editor of my high school newspaper, and I was really into writing. And so out of high school, I got caught up in the acting thing, but I was always trying to be a writer. And that, but everyone was paying me to act. So I said, okay, then I'll act. And I was doing that for a while. And then what happened was in 1977, I starred in a TV film called Minstrel Man, playing Glenn Turman's
right.
brother. And
yes.
What had happened was that it was getting ready to make me a star. And all my handlers were preparing me for that and the whole thing. But they said, but, you know, you can't be, you know, you can't let the world know that you're gay. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, it's kind of funny, since I've been openly gay all this time, why the change? And they said, well, you know, the public won't accept it. And so I played the game for a while, and what it resulted in was me losing my lover at the time.
Wow.
And someone I was very much in love with, and I was so upset over it that I quit acting. And I called a friend of mine who worked at a newspaper and said, listen, I want to make a public statement that I am gay, and so I'll do this interview. So I did the interview. The article was published, and, of course, no one paid any attention to it because in those days, you know, you just hushed up that sort of stuff. But I just didn't feel comfortable getting on screen again and trying to pretend to be a straight guy. So I just started doing voiceovers, and for 20 years I just did voiceovers. And
wow.
Didn't, you know, and refused to go back on screen again. And it was just, you know, because you have to be able to face yourself. You have to be able to be yourself. I've been an openly gay man since 1969. I don't know how to be in the closet. And
right.
I was not about to go in the closet just for something called stardom. It wasn't
right.
worth it, you know.
Right,
so, and ultimately, you know, my partner at the time, we had been together for 6 years. We had actually been married in 1976 in a church ceremony, you know, he tried to commit suicide. He had a nervous breakdown, and I felt a great deal of responsibility for a lot of that. And ultimately, you know, years later, I found out that he had died of AIDS. And it was just a very, you know, it was a very sobering thing for me. But the one thing that it taught me completely was that you must live your life authentically. And I, you know, I always stick to that lesson.
Absolutely.
So that was
absolutely.
Kind of the segue into writing and things like that. You know, I ultimately formed a Black gay publication that I published for 10 years, SBC Magazine. Back in 1994.
Right. And the novels, the plays, I mean, you've worked with phenomenal people and you've done a lot of things. And I'm just wondering, because I know that you've won the NAACP NAACP award 3 times. And
yeah,
you
actually,
are,
those were theater awards, right? But I also, you know, received an Image Award as an actor, which was kind of, you know, I was playing the love interest of Bernadette Stannis from Good Times.
Oh my God, I love
Anna, her. Yeah, she's wonderful to work with, and we were in a play called Anna Lucasta, and I always joked about the fact. I said, well, the only reason why they gave me the award was because they couldn't believe that this gay guy could be convincing as this romantic lead and everything.
But that's, you know, well, that's why it's acting, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was so funny because I would leave, you know, I would leave the theater. There'd be all these girls lined outside, you know, waiting to, you know, trying to date me or take me home and all this kind of stuff. And I, you know, and it was to the point where I almost wanted to wear a sign and said, "But I'm gay."
Oh my goodness. Let's see if one of the callers wants to say hello to you.
Sure.
The last 4 digits are 7621. You're on.
Good afternoon, Jay-Z. It's Henry, and I am listening, and I am in just as much awe as you are. You have wonderful guests as usual. Hello. And I joined in late. I was only planning on listening, but I'm glad I'm able to say hello to everyone, and I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do you have any questions for Stanley?
No, Mr. Stanley, I just, you know, applaud you and say I agree that it is so important in life to be who you are and love oneself, and you have accomplished
absolutely
that, obviously.
Absolutely.
So keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for the encouragement.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Henry, thanks again for calling in,
hon. Anytime. Sorry I was late.
All right. Bye-bye, baby. Let's take another call, and then we can talk about your wonderfully handsome fiancé. 5033, you're on the air. The last 4 digits of your number is 5033. You're on the air? Okay, you're shy? Okay, that happens. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your long-distance romance. 10 years?
Yep, 10 years. And it gets stronger every day.
Oh my goodness!
Amazing.
How is that working? How did you first meet? How did you meet?
Well, I was on vacation in the Dominican Republic, and it was so funny. I started hearing these children singing, so I went out on my balcony of my hotel room, and I looked over, and there was a school, and the children were singing in the morning, you know, in the classroom. It was so beautiful. And then I was looking at the down on the street, and I saw this guy walking down the street. And it just struck me, and you know, so I ran out of my room and ran outside and wanted to see where he was going into, and it turned out that he was working at a bodega, 2 doors from the hotel. So I just went in and stumbled with my, you know, terrible Spanish and everything, trying to, you know, see if they've sold any English papers. And he said, "No, señor." So I left, went back to the hotel, and said, "You know, just go and just talk to the guy." So I went back. And I said in my broken Spanish, you know, I thought that he was very handsome, and would he like to go out to dinner with me? And he laughed and said, "Sure." He said, "By the way, I speak English," you know, and everything. And so we, you know, you know, he said that you know, he gets off at a certain time that we could go to dinner, and we went to dinner, and it just turned into this wonderful thing. There's no sex at all, and for I guess 10 days, you know, we would see each other, and I would come by his job, and I'd, you know, have lunch with him on his lunch break and things like that, and we really just got to know each other. Then eventually I met his mother, and I said, "Well, you know, can I take you and your mother out to dinner?" So I took him and his mother out to dinner. We sat and we talked, and then suddenly, you know, we would go to the movies together, and then we would, you know, turn into the holding hands thing, and then it turned into the kissing thing, and it turned into this wonderful sort of getting to know each other before we got to know each other in the intimate way. And then ultimately we were intimate, and we knew that this was something that was going to be for real. And it just happened. That's why I came back to America, and I think it was a month later I came back down, and we spent a couple of weeks together at a resort, and then it just turned into we had made the commitment on Valentine's Day in 2004. That we would be together. And so it was just, and I was living in California at the time in Los Angeles, and it was the constant going back down there. Probably every other month I would go down there. It's kind of expensive, you know, traveling,
yeah,
you know, back and
yeah,
forth and everything. But it was worth it. And it's just turned into this wonderful thing. So now what has happened is, you know, I proposed to him, he accepted, and we are now preparing the immigration papers, which we can do now because of the laws here in the state of New York, that we can actually get married. And we're just waiting for the papers to finalize. And once he's here, we'll set a date.
This is wonderful.
So exciting. Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I am going to play a song dedicated.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to play much of many of our duets.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
the conversations have been wonderful.
Yes.
And I'm going to dedicate this song to you and your lover. And what your, not just your lover, your friend, your pal, your
fiance,
your
life.
Partner, your mm-hmm. life, your everything.
Exactly, exactly. His name is Rennie.
Rennie. Oh, and he's
yes.
good. I saw his picture on your Facebook page. I was like,
oh,
this
yeah,
man
he's, yeah, he's gorgeous. He's and he's, you know, and he's so, and the thing is that he is so romantic. And I know it's kind of a stereotype that people say that you know, Latin guys are very romantic. But you know, it's true. I mean, he's, you know, he's Afro-Caribbean because he's Dominican, which is that you know, it's what I call, you know, I call Dominicans a black men with a Latin flavor.
Yes.
You know, and he is certainly that, and he's just the most romantic person I've ever known in my life.
Wow.
You know, and he's just so sweet and giving, and just a wonderful person.
You're both beautiful. You are both beautiful.
Aww,
I actually have a picture of the two of you on the page in the basement with Javon. So. Those of you who are now curious, you might want to like the page so you can see the pic. You guys are just beautiful. So here's my song for y'all.
Wow.
Distant lover. That I long for you.
everybody. Welcome back. You're having brunch in the basement with Javon and Stanley Bennett Clay. So, distant lover.
Wow. And, thank you for that.
And local artist, director, novelist, playwright, all around sweetheart, nice guy. What are you working on currently?
Let's see. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It kind of faded for a second. Right now, a couple of things. I have a 5-book contract with Laura's Cave, so I have. I'm like, it's killing me. I've written 3 of the books, and I'm working on the 4th book, and then when I finish that, then I have to do the 5th book. So it'll be 5 books in like a year and a half.
Wow.
It's kicking my butt, but that's okay. You know, I'd rather have a good butt kicking, you know, working than sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. So this is a good thing. And also, I'm directing B-Boy Blues, the play version of the James O. Hardy classic book. And
wow.
James actually wrote the play. And I've got to say, you know, because you know, I've read a lot of plays, I've produced a lot of plays and directed them and things like this. And, you know, when I first read it, I was just blown away that for someone who had not written a full-length play before to come up with a script this good, it is unbelievable.
Wow.
How good the script is. And the audiences have just been going crazy over it.
Wow.
You know, we opened it in New York. The debut in New York was at the Downtown Urban Theater Festival, and it won the Audience Award. Right off
wow.
the bat, and it was sold out like in 3 days, you know, that it was announced. It was sold out, and then they had to put on 3 more performances, and those performances immediately sold out. We've been sold out everywhere we've been, including our Washington, D.C. Engagements, which we were there twice, both sold out, and it looks like our Philadelphia production is going to be sold out too, which is February 26th.
Wow.
So it's a joy.
Excellent. Where in Philly is it going to be? Where's the performance going to be?
It's going to be at the Painted Bride Theater. And it's also being co-produced by the Philadelphia Black Gay Pride.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Is
yeah.
it going to be coming back to New York, New Jersey anytime soon?
Yes, it will. The thing is that there are so many outside engagements that we have to fulfill first, because I know that there's this talk of Atlanta, Los Angeles, Oakland, and I believe Columbus, Ohio, so far. And there are other dates that are coming in. So after all of those dates are done, then it's going to settle down in an off-Broadway theater and run here in New York.
Excellent. Please give us your Facebook or how we can contact you if you have Twitter or anything like that so that people
yeah,
can follow you.
Sure. Let's see. Twitter is, you know, at Stanley B. Clay. Facebook is just, just type in my name and you know, I'll pop up, you know, it's I'm not sure. I think it's facebook.com/Stanley B. Clay or something like that. But I'm an easy person to find, and
yes.
I don't mind people, you know, emailing me. That's fine. It's you know, StanleyBennettClay@gmail.com. Real simple. And So I'm all over the place. You know, I love hearing from people, and you know, so you know, you can leave me messages on Facebook if you want, and everything. And I try to always answer everyone, well, except for those you know those bogus sex things that come in, you know,
yeah,
the ladies
right?
that say, hi, you know, my name is so-and-so and everything, and you know, would you give me a call, and yada, 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 you know.
Let's
that
play.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, right? Let's
yeah,
see.
But no, but I answer all my calls. I you know, everyone else, you know, I'll answer you back, yeah.
Right. I'm gonna put Mika Ray back on for a minute.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh, wait, not, yeah, wait, I think this is Mika, where is she at? Is she here? Or did we lose her?
6-1, she's there.
Where is she?
Right there. You just passed her.
Okay, yeah. Mika.
Yes.
Are you there?
Would you like to say
I'm
hello
here.
To Mr. Clay?
Hi, Mr. Clay.
Hey, Mika. And Mika, can you call me Stanley? Or Stan or something like that?
Yes. Hey, yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm well.
You
Your
know,
story
I'm
amazing.
Thank you. You know, I really have to really commend you on your discussion today. Really informative. Thank you for that. That was
okay.
Great. Yeah.
You're very welcome. I'm glad it touched your spirit.
Yes, definitely. Wow. Yeah. So that's because you know I have a it's funny because I have a lot of lesbian friends, but needless to say, we've never had those conversations. You know?
Right.
You know. So it was kind of nice being a fly on the wall listening to that.
Well, I'm glad you learned something new today.
Definitely. Thank you.
And I just wanted to add, Mika, that in the chat room, we had a listener, V. Breezy, who said, I've been in a relationship with a stud, quote unquote, that was a touch-me-not. I was, am versatile. But if I'm going to be involved with a woman, I have to touch her.
And that's in caps.
Regardless, the heart of the matter, in my opinion, is that it's two women. I expect her to touch me, and I expect to touch back. So I just wanted to give a shout out to V. Breezy in the touch room. In the touch room, you hear me? You know. Oh
I
God,
love it.
The show
is
almost over. Okay, but yeah.
And
so
and she thinks we're not going to talk about this tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, okay.
I think that V. Breezy. I like that she put that there because you know a lot of. The dominant partners who say that they are, who are touch me not, a lot of times they do, from what I've heard and what I've seen, they come to the table stating that, you know, they do not want to be touched. And it's up to us, you know, to make the decision to say if we want that person or not, if we want to even go through that or not. Sometimes we think we can handle it and say, okay, you know, I can deal with that, and I'm just going to give a quick testament to that. I had an ex who was a touch-me-not, and I felt the same way. I was like, oh, I can deal with that. But after a while, I could not deal with it, and I had to make some very hard decisions. So that just goes back to say that when you're – deciding to be in a relationship with someone, you always look at the things that you want, you do not want, your negotiables, and your non-negotiables, and that includes sex.
Right. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us all, Mika Ray. We have another caller who wants to say something to Mr. Stanley Bennett Clay, and I think it's Dion?
It is indeed.
Hey, Dion.
Hey, so, Stanley.
Hi, Dion.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Congratulations on all your successes. Definitely
thank you.
Remember a bunch of things that you've done. It's so funny because the Good Times episode was just on like 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
So you should be looking for
good. It means I got another check in the mail.
Yes, right. You should.
Cha-ching.
Cool.
You know, I shameless plug. I am a musical theater composer, and I was telling Javon when my wife and I were on earlier that I've been so busy with other people's projects that I haven't really had a chance to go back to working on my own, and I just wanted to touch base with you and see if there was something that you and I could possibly collaborate on. So I would love to connect with you and see where that goes if you are into it.
Well, where are you located?
I'm in New York.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Well, you know, email me or you know, Facebook me and everything, and we can certainly talk. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What part of the musical theater are you involved in? Are you a writer, director?
I'm a composer lyricist.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Because I am a musical theater fanatic. Ah. I mean, you know, when it comes to musical theater, I am so gay.
Yes.
I mean, totally, completely.
That's so funny.
I am a musical theater lover, but an accidental musical theater composer lyricist, and I'm not going to take up all of Javon's precious airtime talking about how I got there. You and I can definitely talk about that offline. But again, just wanted to call in, give you a shout out, and say again, congratulations, and would love to talk to you more.
Great.
You know.
Okay.
You go.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that would be a beautiful, beautiful
amazing collaboration.
Collaboration. I support that 100%. Thank you so much for calling in. We're very close to the end of our show. Stanley, I'm going to take one more call.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this
person's been holding really long. Oh.
No, I think that's somebody that we spoke to already. This is some. It's, the numbers are like bouncing around. So many people have called in. I think we're going to try this one again. 5033, you're on? Okay, 5033, you're off. did that. Let's try 9935.
Right here again.
Is this Helen?
Yes.
Did you want to speak to Stanley?
Stanley, I'm so proud of you and all the accomplishments that you've made and the sacrifices that you've made to do the thing, to be you and to keep your identity. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
To not compromise who you are.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm in awe of you as well, of your accomplishments. But I called in about the stud, nut, you know, touch me nots and all those type of people, whatever. Well, I'm not what I would consider a touch me not as far as any type of penetration. But the thing that I have a problem with, and you guys may laugh at me, but anyway, the thing that I have a problem with is that, you know, I don't mind if my partner wants to, you know, go down there or whatever and penetrate me. But now I can remember my last GYN appointment.
Okay.
Now, let me just tell you about this. Now, it's not that I fear that what somebody's going to think about me or anything like that. I don't have no psychological issues as far as, you know, all that's concerned. But for me, it's painful. The woman tried to put two fingers in my butt, okay, in my vagina, you know, probably
wow.
Come on in, chime in with the little flows and stuff. And I was like, ow!
Oh, well.
Oh, no. So, you know, she had to take.
Oh, I think we got disconnected. Stanley, you still there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she kind of went out, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
And it sounds like she's getting ready to get some, deliver something really profound.
Yeah,
no,
I don't. Yeah, that's unfortunate. If you're listening, please call back, or you can call back next week because we're really short of time right now. And actually, I just want to thank you, Stanley, again for calling in.
Oh, Javon, thank you. Thank you, and Cheryl.
We are indebted. So definitely, you know, you keep calling. You are a friend to the show. We love you.
Thank
we
you. I appreciate
you.
That.
And best wishes in all that you do.
Okay. Thank you so much, Javon, and best wishes and even greater success for you, for your loved one, and for your show, baby.
Hey, if you know anybody who's doing anything and they want to talk about it, have them get in touch with me. I'm really open. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sweetie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Same here. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to thank all the callers and everybody. This has been a fabulous show. It went so fast. And this song is going to cut off probably because we don't have enough time for the entire song. But I wanted to leave you all with this. Whether you're in a relationship with someone or just in a relationship with yourself, the greatest love of all is loving yourself, learning to love yourself.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. Teach them well and let